Let's continue in our talks from Ezekiel by reading Ezekiel chapter 25. In this chapter, we have the pronouncement of God's judgment on the foreign nations surrounding Israel. God's judgment would fall on the nations of Ammon, Moab, Edom, and Philistia. Let's read the account of God's pronouncement of judgment on Ammon in verses 1 through 7. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against the Ammonites and prophesy against them. Say to the Ammonites, Hear the word of the Lord God. Thus says the Lord God, Because you said, Aha, against my sanctuary when it was profane, and against the land of Israel when it was desolate, and against the house of Judah when they went into captivity. Indeed, therefore, I will deliver you as a possession to the sons of the east, and they shall set their encampments among you and make their dwellings among you. They shall eat your fruit and they shall drink your milk. And I will make Rabbah a stable for camels, and Ammon a resting place for flocks. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. For thus says the Lord God, because you clapped your hands, stamped your feet, and rejoiced in heart with all your disdain for the land of Israel, indeed, therefore, I will stretch out my hand against you and give you as plunder to the nations. I will cut you off from the peoples, and I will cause you to perish from the countries. I will destroy you, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Let's begin our study of this portion of God's word, Ezekiel chapter 25, with some background notes. Ezekiel chapter 25 begins the second half of the book. Remember, Ezekiel has a total of 48 chapters. We saw in chapter 24 that the final siege of Jerusalem began in 588 BC, and it would last for 1.5 years. Jerusalem finally fell in 586 BC. At that time, the temple of the Lord was destroyed, and the city was burned, and many Jews were taken to Babylon as captives. So chapters 1 through 24 of Ezekiel were written before the fall of Jerusalem, and chapters 25 through 48 were written after the fall of Jerusalem. Now in chapters 25 through 32, we have a subsection of the book of Ezekiel, which could be entitled Prophecies Against the Foreign Nations. In these chapters, we have God's pronouncement of judgment against seven foreign nations that surrounded Israel, to the east, to the west, to the north, and to the south. Here in chapter 25, God's judgment is pronounced on the foreign nations of Ammon, Moab, and Edom to the east of Israel and Judah, and on the foreign nation of Philistia, which was west of Judah. In chapters 26 through 28, we will read of God's pronouncement of judgment on the kingdom of Tyre to the north of Israel. And then in chapters 29 through 32, we will see God's judgment on Egypt to the south of Judah. So all of the foreign nations surrounding God's people Israel would experience the judgment of God. Why? Because of their wrong treatment of God's chosen people. This is certainly a fulfillment of the Abrahamic covenant as given in Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. Concerning Abraham and his descendants, God said, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. The Abrahamic covenant is still good today. God will judge those nations who treat Israel and the land he has given them in unfair and unjust ways. Our own nation should be warned when reading the Abrahamic covenant and after reading Ezekiel chapters 25 through 32. That brings us then to our doctrinal points for Ezekiel chapter 25. So doctrinal point number one, the Lord pronounced judgment on Ammon. The Lord pronounced judgment on Ammon, verses 1 through 7. In these verses that we just read, God pronounces judgment on the nation of Ammon. Why? The answer is in verse 3. Say to the Ammonites, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus says the Lord God, because you said, aha, against my sanctuary when it was profane, and against the land of Israel when it was desolate, and against the house of Judah when they went into captivity. And verse 4, indeed, therefore, I will deliver you as a possession to the sons of the east. When the Babylonian army besieged and burned Jerusalem and destroyed the temple and devastated the land and took the people into captivity in 586 BC, the nation of Ammon did not come to Judah's aid. In fact, they were glad and gloated and participated in the spoil. Verse 6. This was wrong, even though God was using Babylon to discipline his people. In the same way, we should not be glad and gloat with malicious joy when we see other individuals or nations suffering, even if it is because of the discipline of God. God said in verse 4 that Ammon would be defeated by the sons of the east, and Rabbah, the capital of the nation, would be destroyed and become a field and pasture land for camels and sheep. Remember back in chapter 21, Ezekiel gave a sign to the people when he acted out Nebuchadnezzar coming to a crossroads and deciding to conquer Jerusalem rather than Rabbah. The Ammonites were happy then, but not for long. Now the Babylonians would bring their war machine to Rabbah and destroy the nation of Ammon. Ammon was in subjection to the Babylonians by the year 581 BC and further plundered by Bedouin tribes from the east. The Lord pronounced judgment on Ammon. Doctrinal point number 2. The Lord pronounced judgment on Moab. The Lord pronounced judgment on Moab. Verses 8 through 11. Thus says the Lord God, because Moab and Seir say, look, the house of Judah is like all the nations. Therefore, behold, I will clear the territory of Moab of cities, of the cities on its frontier, the glory of the country, Beth Jeshimoth, Baal Meon, and Kiriath Thaim. To the men of the east I will give it as a possession, together with the Ammonites, that the Ammonites may not be remembered among the nations. And I will execute judgments upon Moab, and they shall know that I am the Lord. The nations of Moab and Ammon both descended from Lot through the incestuous relationship that Lot had with his two daughters. We see that Moab would meet the same fate as the sons of Ammon. The Moabites would also be conquered by the Babylonians and then overrun by nomadic desert tribesmen. Why? Verse 8 gives the answer. Because Moab, along with Seir, that would be the Edomites, were saying, look, the house of Judah is like all the nations. They denied that the Jews were God's special people. Israel is just like any other nation, they said. That attitude towards Israel will bring God's judgment upon any nation, then or today. As Ezekiel predicted in verse 10, the nation of Ammon and the nation of Moab do not exist today, but Israel does. The Lord pronounced judgment on Moab. Doctrinal point number 3. The Lord pronounced judgment on Edom. The Lord pronounced judgment on Edom. Verses 12 through 14. Thus says the Lord God, because of what Edom did against the house of Judah by taking vengeance, and is greatly offended by avenging itself on them, therefore, thus says the Lord God, I will also stretch out my hand against Edom, cut off man and beast from it, and make it desolate. From Teman, Dedan shall fall by the sword. I will lay my vengeance on Edom by the hand of my people Israel, that they may do in Edom according to my anger and according to my fury, and they shall know my vengeance, says the Lord God. The nation of Edom was located south of Moab and south of the Dead Sea. The Edomites were descendants of Esau. They are denounced by the Lord for taking vengeance on Judah. Now, how and when was Edom guilty of this sin? It was when the fugitives of Judah were fleeing before the Babylonians. Rather than help the refugees, Edom set up roadblocks to prevent the escape of the Jewish fugitives. Read Obadiah verses 10 through 14 in this connection. Because Edom took vengeance on Judah, God would take vengeance on Edom and lay it waste. Now, the ultimate fulfillment of this prophecy may await until the last days. The same is true for Ammon and Moab. Jeremiah chapters 48 and 49 indicate that there will be a national restoration of these nations in the end times. But all unbelievers will be judged. And we see here in verse 14 that Edom will be judged at the hands of God's people Israel. The Lord pronounced judgment on Edom. Doctrine point number 4. The Lord pronounced judgment on Philistia. The Lord pronounced judgment on Philistia. Verses 15 through 17. Thus says the Lord God, because the Philistines dealt vengefully and took vengeance with a spiteful heart or scorn of soul to destroy Israel because of the old hatred or perpetual hostility, therefore, thus says the Lord God, I will stretch out my hand against the Philistines, and I will cut off the Kerethites and destroy the remnant of the seacoast. I will execute great vengeance on them with furious rebukes, and they shall know that I am the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon them. Philistia was the nation to the southwest of Judah, along the Mediterranean Sea, where Gaza is today. Kerethites was another name for the Philistines, and probably because they had roots in the island of Crete. The Philistines were the longtime enemies of God's people from the time of the conquest. They were a constant thorn in Israel's side. Remember Samson and the Philistines, and Goliath the Philistine, and the Philistines that killed and hung the bodies of King Saul and his sons on the wall of Bethshan. Notice in verse 15 that the Philistines are denounced not only for their acts of revenge, but for even thinking of trying to destroy and wipe Israel off the map. This scripture certainly is a warning to nations today that would try to eliminate Israel. God has his ways of taking vengeance on such nations. The Philistines disappeared as a nation during the intertestamental period. The Lord pronounced judgment on Philistia. Practical application from Ezekiel chapter 25. Know the Lord now rather than later. Know the Lord now rather than later. Notice the recurring phrase at the end of each of these pronouncements of judgment. In reference to Ammon, verse 7. I will destroy you, and you shall know that I am the Lord. In reference to Moab, verse 11. And I will execute judgments upon Moab, and they shall know that I am the Lord. In reference to Edom, verse 14. According to my anger and according to my fury, and they shall know my vengeance, says the Lord God. And in reference to Philistia, verse 17, and they shall know that I am the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon them. The same is true of all unbelievers. They will come to know the Lord they rejected. But they will come to know him as their judge as they bow their knees in subjection. Philippians 2, verse 10. How much better to come to the Lord now and believe on him as Savior and submit to him as Lord. Know the Lord now rather than later.